This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
FUBAR, giving radio the finger.
Welcome, listeners. It's Friday night. I'm Vicky Stone, and I'm here to help you start it with a bang. Yes, this is Back to Black, Amy Winehouse. Listeners, yes, it's the Friday Night Show. I have got a special guest co-host with me this week. It's David Morgan.
Hello.
Hi, David. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just going to just play this for the listeners, just in case they get confused.
FUBAR!
It's you, isn't it?
FUBAR! Yes, yeah, so it is me.
We don't actually need to, I don't actually need to play the stings. I can just look at you and you can just shout...
FUBAR!
Exactly, yeah. Well, and I can make that kind of computery noise underneath it. Make our own jingles.
Not overly sure what that noise is. I can't imagine what they did. So they were talking a lot about the Godzilla noise.
What's the Godzilla noise?
So apparently in the first Godzilla film, they ran a leather glove across the strings of a piano.
Right.
And that's how they got their kind of noise. And this time they had to make it bigger. So they kind of dipped... in like some kind of polymer and then ran it across and it didn't work, so they had to start recording noises really slowly. And that's how they got the Godzilla noises.
Jurassic Park is Hoovers, isn't it?
Is Jurassic Park Hoovers?
Apparently so. Apparently Jurassic Park is a series of vacuum cleaners.
That's quite interesting. Do you reckon Henry's any of them? Do you reckon he got
well,
credit?
I mean, I think it was in the pre-Dyson age. Have you had a good week, David?
I've had a really nice week, actually, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I did it on the telly last week. That was nice.
Oh, what on the telly did you do?
I did a Sweat the Small Stuff.
What's that?
It's on BBC Three. Tuesday, watch.
Has it not been on
not
yet?
Not been on yet. No, it's on a Tuesday.
Oh, that's exciting. Nice. Something to look forward to.
Yeah, series finale. They're saving the best to last.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, that's who else were you on with?
I was on with Joe Lycett, off of Joe Lycett Comedy.
Yes.
Hosted, obviously, by Nicholas Grimshaw. And I was on Rochelle's team with David Hay, the heavyweight champion of the world.
Yes.
And then across the way from me was Tamara Eccleston, Bernie Eccleston's daughter. I don't know what else she's done in life.
No, neither do I.
Fashion, I think. And she's in the paper a lot.
Oh, doesn't matter. That's a career, isn't it?
Apparently so nowadays.
Yeah, lots of people do less. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, lovely.
I've had quite a nice week. I've done lots of like... Oh, I took a... I've got a choir, David.
Mm-hmm.
I've got my 20-piece choir that I've put together. I took them to Norwich.
With an Allen key.
Yeah. Been to IKEA. I took them to Norwich.
Oh.
Yeah, I took them to Norwich to a competition, to the National Choir of the Year competition.
How did they do?
They were absolutely fucking brilliant and we didn't get through.
Oh.
And it was proper, do you know what? In those situations, I'm a really bad loser.
You say in those situations like it doesn't happen on a daily basis.
All right, yeah, okay. Basically, like you can't play Monopoly with me. You can't play Trivial Pursuit with me. Yeah.
I mean, Vicky Stone turns up to win.
Oh, my God. But the thing is, I do. That's the thing. And I didn't realise this at the time. And so we were announced. This woman came up who basically had hair that looked like it was from the past. And she came up and she went, you know, had a really strong day. And there were six choirs that competed. And she went, we're so pleased. We've had six great choirs. And so we've got some highly commendeds. Mm. And so one school, it's a school choir. They were highly commended. And then we were highly commended.
Ugh.
And I had to go up and pick this certificate up. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll go and get it. So I did a whole sort of, you know, kissing, taking the certificate.
Yeah.
And then every single other choir got through.
Oh.
So, and it just really annoyed me because I was given a certificate like I was, you know, like at school sports days. It's like everyone's a winner.
Yeah.
And that's what pissed me off.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
Well done for trying.
That's exactly what it was. And I was like, I am an adult. Mm. And I had a beatboxer, David.
Oh.
It was amazing.
Is that what it was? Do you reckon it was too street for the choir competition?
Oh, God, it was too street. I mean, this woman was getting moist over Mozart. She wasn't gonna put through my Ben Folds 5 a cappella arrangement with a beatboxer, was she?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Vicky, if this story was a film, I would definitely watch it on Netflix.
Oh, there God!
There is not a film with a choir in a competition that I have not watched.
Yeah, well, it was so weird because we did feel like it was a real-life Glee thing. It really did feel like that.
Yeah.
And I put them together and I was like, right, I'm going to give them a really cool outfit. And so everyone else's like choir uniforms were really... sort of, you know, like matching kaftans
or
like, you know, matching Alice bands. It was all that kind of stuff. And so we did jeans and black shirts with silver bow ties and Converse.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a step in between the robes and take off your robes from Sister Act 2.
That's exactly what I wanted us to be.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I was really pleased. So, so that's what I did. Norwich. This week.
God,
that was nice.
Not only were you in Norwich, but you lost in Norwich.
Oh, God, yeah, don't remind me. I lost, but it was so, because everyone else in the choir, they're all adults, and they were all, you know, I was the one that was behaving the worst. I was the one, the supposed leader, the person in charge of all this. Mm. I was really badly behaved, and they were all like, no, but we had such a lovely day, and we really enjoyed taking part.
Oh,
and
God.
I'm like, fuck that shit. It's not about taking part.
They did the end of the generation game. We've had a lovely day. Happy that we've been out.
It's bullseye they do that. They go, I'm not good at gamble. we've had a lovely day. We've got a chest freezer and £80, and that's quite enough for us.
Have you watched? I love daytime quiz shows because you watch a lot of Bullseye.
I watch a lot of Bullseye. Yeah,
you do. I've been watching that Draw Something with Mel Gedroych on a daytime.
Yeah.
It is the worst program I've ever seen in my
life.
They've
not made new ones, have they?
Draw Something.
Yeah,
yeah, it's brand new.
Oh.
So it's based on the app. Remember the app that everyone was using?
I was thinking of Win, Lose or Draw.
Well, it's the same show.
Wasn't that hosted by...
No, not Mel Gedroych. No, that was hosted by Bob Mills.
Didn't she do something?
Yeah, she was definitely on a team.
Yeah. So she Draw Something.
Yeah.
What channel?
But Channel 4, like during the day.
Oh.
And it has like guest celeb people and then a normo kind of competing. And
civilian.
A civilian. A muggle. And the guests this week were... Jenny Eclair and Louis Spence.
Right.
Known for their drawing.
Yes.
And it was it's the most terrible program. It's just brilliant. And they don't even win that much money, but they get all excited.
I like a quiz show.
Love a quiz
I like a shit one.
Mm.
Actually, no, that's not true. Like, I can really appreciate John Barrowman's Pressure Pad, but equally, I like Pointless as well.
I love a Pointless.
Big. I like a celebrity Pointless, and that really plays on the pun of Pointless celebrities.
Yes.
I like it when you genuinely... You're like, who is that? And it's like people that have been in the bill, and it's really tenuous.
I was on the tube yesterday, and there was a boy trying to explain Pointless to a girl, and he didn't understand the premise at all either.
Yeah,
because like their friends had been on it, and they're like, "Oh, we've been on Pointless." That's so weird, isn't it? When you see someone that you know on the telly, and the other one went, "Yeah," especially when it's not a crime. So obviously that's the
amazing
awkward. And he couldn't explain it. It was like you've got to kind of come up with an answer that no one else knows. So like if they say, "What's the capital of France?" you can't say Paris. So that's not the premise. That's not how it works.
No, it's not quite.
There's one answer to that question, not 20.
Well, my friend was on it. My friend Helen, who's in Call the Midwife.
Oh, amazing!
And I think she was in like period. The theme was period dramas, and she was doing really well. And they got to the final. Her and Pam Ferris.
Oh, that's a lineup.
Yeah, they got to the final, and they got to choose between. I think it was like Islands of the World or girl bands.
Yeah.
And Helen went, "Look, girl bands, I can nail this."
Mm.
And Pam Ferris went, "I know nothing about girl bands, Islands." And so Helen obviously let Pam Ferris choose Islands, and Pam Ferris knew piss on about Islands.
My friend Glenn went on it as a civilian.
Yeah.
And he got to the final as well. And it was like football or music of the 90s, right?
Right.
So he obviously went late 90s, early noughties. He went mental because he's a man who owns 3 share tattoos and 2 share dolls, 1 for best and 1 for show. and he said, well, I'll do music of the late 90s, early noughties. It came up and it was like name a Steps top 20 hit. That is just like a dream for him. All 3 of them were Pointless answers.
Oh yeah, no, I think I could get some point. Heartbeat.
No one knew Heartbeat.
Yeah, of course, no one knows Heartbeat. Heartbeat used to be my audition song.
No.
Yeah, I auditioned for Mamma Mia with that. You are only a heartbeat away. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, I would have got that. I would have got that too.
That's incredible.
And what people before they're famous been in quiz shows? Ollie Murs did Deal or No Deal, didn't he?
Deal or No Deal,
before he was famous.
Yeah, amazing. I sort of love that.
Yeah, I love that too.
That desperation to be on telly.
Yeah.
But I like it when reality stars just show up in like loads of reality shows. So like Rylan was on that Search for the New Jordan.
Oh, yes,
which is amazing.
Yeah.
And he sort of is now.
Yeah, he is.
I mean...
That's cool.
Those teeth are... instead of boobies.
Did you ever watch that series of Coach Trip when Scooch were on, but as civilians?